Binshi Bum had warned Dorian in his report that it was Zane's intention to set sail from Muscat as soon as the southeasterly Koozie winds swung round the compass and became the Kaskazi, blowing steadily out of the northeast to wing his fleet down the coast. That time of change was only weeks away. However, there were worrying signs. Already the black-headed gulls had arrived in their dense flocks to set up their nesting colonies on the heights of the bluff. They were the harbingers of an early change in season. For all Dorian knew, Zane's fleet might already be at sea. Dorian and Mansur sent for their ship's captains. They studied the chart together. Although Tazuz was illiterate, he could understand the shapes of islands and mainland and the arrow symbols of winds and currents, for these were the elements that guided his existence. "At first, when the enemy leave Oman, they will keep well offshore to pick up the Kaskazi wind and the main flow of the Mozambique current," Dorian said with certainty. "It would take a large fleet to find them in that great expanse of water." He spread his hand on the chart. "The only place that you will be able to waylay them is here." He moved his hand southwards onto the fish-shaped island of Madagascar. "Zane's fleet will be forced through the narrows of the channel between the mainland and the island, like sand through the hourglass. You will guard the narrows. Your three ships can cover the inshore passage, for such an assembly of war dhows will be spread out over many miles. You will also be able to enlist the help of the local fishermen to help you keep watch." "When we discover the fleet, should we attack them?" Batula asked, and Dorian laughed. "I know you would enjoy that, you old shaitan. But you must keep your ships well below the horizon and out of sight of the enemy at all times. You must not let Zane know that his advance has been discovered. As soon as you sight his fleet, you will break off all contact and hurry back here as fast as wind and current can bring you." "What of the Arcturus?" asked Ruby Cornish with a peeved expression. "Am I also to act as a guard dog?" "I've not forgotten you, Captain Cornish. Your ship is the most powerful, but not as fast as the Sprite and the Revenge, or even Tazuz's little felucca. I want you here in Nativity Bay, and you can be sure that when the time comes, I'll have much employment for you." Cornish looked suitably mollified, and Dorian went on. "Now, I want to go over the plans to engage the enemy as soon as they show themselves in the offing." They spent the rest of that day, and most of the night in conclave, going over every conceivable eventuality. "Our fleet is so small and the enemy so numerous that our success will depend on each ship working in concert with the others. At night I will use signal lanterns and during the day smoke and Chinese rockets. I have drawn up a list of the signal codes we will employ, with copies for Batula and Kumra written out fair in Arabic by Mistress Verity." In the dawn, the three little ships, Sprite, Revenge, and Tazuz's felucca, took advantage of the ebb of the tide and the offshore wind, and sailed out of the bay, leaving only the Arcturus at anchor under the guns of the fort.